I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The chances for success in muskie fishing in West Virginia compared to 30 years ago are night and day, much of that credited to the DNR's improved management work. Now the agency is ready to evaluate whether they should continue that effort or let Mother Nature take over. We'll talk more about it coming up in a moment. For years, the Division of Natural Resources Warm Water Fisheries biologists have been stocking muskie raised in the state's hatcheries and developing quality muskie numbers in a lot of West Virginia waters, with great success. Jeff Hansbarger, fish biologist for the DNR's District 2, says they're going to pause that program for a couple of reasons and evaluate it.
One of the things that we've been doing is evaluating natural reproduction in some of our rivers. Some of our listeners may remember we've had some problems with some of our hatcheries and have had to cut back with some of our production, and this was a perfect time to stop some of the places where we've stocked muskies and look at natural reproduction, because if we have natural reproduction, we can put those resources somewhere else. You know, Mother Nature is taking care of things. So I kind of volunteered in the Mud River, the Coal River, and the Guyandotte. The Guyandotte has not really received a whole lot of stockings, but many of the Mud and the Coal, we have curtailed stocking for a little while.
And it's possible there could be too much of a good thing when it comes to muskies.
You know, I'll have to say, I mean, our excellent muskie fishing has maybe spoiled some of the anglers where they don't expect to cast 1,000 times to catch a muskie. And I've heard reports of double-digit fish sightings in the Mud River when people go. So that's a little extraordinary and a little out of character. So we and especially if we're stocking, we're maybe adding to that. So we can cut back and maybe put those resources somewhere else. And they're more of like a lion on the Serengeti. You know, they're the top of the food chain, and there should be few of those.
Hansbarger says to do the evaluation, they'll rely on fishermen.
We're encouraging anglers to give us feedback. I spoke at quite a few banquets this spring of encouraging anglers to turn in their catches. The Husky Muskie Club, we have that form on our website. And mainly immature fish, smaller fish. If they're under 30 inches, especially, we stopped doing this in the last 2 years. Muskies are long-lived fish. I mean, a 40, 50-incher is sometimes double digits in age. So over the next few years, the more reports we have from anglers about immature fish, that will help us, and we'll probably also get out and try to do some surveys in some of these waters.
Biologists in other districts of the state are considering a similar slowdown in the stocking to evaluate the muskie numbers and determine if continuing to raise and stock the fish is the right course for that species and for the water. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.